No, I've just said to the girls there, they've gone and done everything we've asked of them. It's sometimes difficult when you get so far ahead in a game to keep that going, because it becomes a little bit easy. So you start taking extra touch and whatever. But the girls didn't today. They were relentless in what they did, and it could have been even more.
Obviously, you had a few enforced changes to make from last week's game. Just talk us through them and sort of the current state of the squad.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've had a couple of pretty big injuries. We're waiting to hear from young Lauren Lynchy about a potential fracture. Sinead Nugent's broke a toe, so she's going to be out for a bit. Mackie's got a problem. So, yeah, we've had to play a few players out of position today, but they've gone and done exactly what we want of them, so happy.
Definitely, and obviously there's a lot of adaptability within the squad. I guess you and Jake and the rest of the management must be proud of how the players have stepped up today that don't play in that they've played out of their usual positions.
Yeah, no, we're lucky in a sense that we have got a few players that can play a number of positions, so when called upon, they are available and we know they'll do us a job.
And just looking at sort of at the current injury situation, three or four players out missing. Are you looking at adding to the squad at the moment, or are you sort of happy with where we're at?
No, we're looking to get some cover in. Hopefully, we can sort that out sooner rather than later, because we've got a massive push on coming to the end of the season.
And the biggest competitive scoreline today, 12-0 in the end, obviously. 3 points matter, but also you're looking at goal difference, especially sort of up against your own corner again, or seem to be a free scoring team some weeks, so that the goals really matter today.
Well, yeah, that was the message before the game. We've got to stay on Runcorn's tails. You know, we've got that game in hand, so goal difference is going to be massive, and that'll have helped us no end today.
Two big games over the next two Sundays, Altrincham back at home next Sunday before the County Cup semi-final, a week after. What are your thoughts over the next couple of weeks?
Continue what we're doing. I said to him before the game, you know, the performance last week probably warranted some sort of result. So it's just continue what we're doing. We've gone out there today and done it. We've scored 12 goals, kept a clean sheet. It's just more of the same next week.